Gage.
Yes.
I thought we were doing 5 seconds of silence, not 3 seconds of silence.
I think it was 5 seconds, wasn't it?
I got 5 seconds.
I got 3 seconds of silence.
So you're 2 seconds off of where we need to be. All right.
Do it again. Do it again.
All right.
Ready? One,
we'll
two.
We'll do it live. Okay. We'll, no, we'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Oh, shit. Dude, one of the most memorable blow-ups. Moments on blow-ups on national TV.
After humans are all gone, aliens will find the internet and they'll find that one clip.
Yeah.
Like, geez, he sure did have a bee in his bonnet.
You're saying the bonnet. Aliens, you know the aliens have already seen that.
Oh, yeah.
When they look up American culture, that... And, like, the grape stomp lady and Tourette's guy are, like, top of the list, right?
But what? Oh, yeah, Tourette's guy for sure. E-bomb world. Nice. E-bombs nice. World, which me and Gage talked about. Great videos on there. What if they're still stuck on, like, 70s shows, though, or 80s shows, you know?
Like, they're still watching Cosby Show and thinking he's a good guy?
Yeah.
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 Oh, God.
Yeah.
But they're also still watching MASH, which, you know.
Yeah, this is very true.
That'd be a good time to be in.
All right. Well, hold on.
Wouldn't that be an awkward conversation if they showed up and they're just, like, talking to us about these 70s TV shows and we have no idea what they're talking about?
So did we decide they're watching stuff in the 70s, correct? Not the 80s?
Yeah, either or, you know.
Okay. I'm looking up most popular 70s TV shows. It's kind MASH of being one of them. Dukes of Hazzard.
Nice.
Mork and Mindy. Three's Company. All in the Family. Different Strokes.
A lot of these are somewhat sexually charged.
Yeah.
Especially All in the Family.
Yeah. Very much
Battlestar Galactica.
Ooh.
Oh, Incredible Hulk with Lou Ferrigno.
Nice.
Mm.
So
probably Superman and Batman.
Yeah.
They probably got shows in the 70s.
They definitely did. I think it was the 80s, yeah.
You got Wonder Woman. She had a show in the 70s.
I didn't realize she had a show in the 70s.
Yeah. 3 seasons, actually.
Huh. Okay.
Fantastic Four had 1 season. Obviously didn't go well.
No, clearly not. Clearly not.
Those are just cursed superheroes.
Gilligan's Island? No. New Adventures of Gilligan.
Yeah. Genie in a Bottle. Mm. Wasn't that one of them? Is that on that list?
Are you thinking of I Dream of Genie?
Yeah, I Dream of Genie. That's it.
That was 60s.
Damn it.
The Bionic Woman, though, that was 70s. Mm. Tarzan, Lord of the Jungle. $6 Million Man. Steve Austin. Something called... Kamen Rider? That looks weird. Yeah, so...
What if they 70s. Were still stuck on the 70s shows, though? What if... So, have you guys seen that episode of Rick and Morty where the giant talking heads enter in the planet Earth into a what is it? Not the dance battle, but like the...
That's a music.
The music.
Competition,
yeah. And Rick has to come up with a rap in order to save the Earth. What if
I don't think I've seen it.
What if we were entered into that, but they expected us all to do like a 70s TV series? We'd be fucked.
Would we?
I think so.
we'd have to rely on the boomers to help us out.
Yeah, I think we'd
You're
be
telling me you
fucked.
didn't watch 70s TV shows growing up?
No, apparently I was watching 60s TV shows because my mom was watching... What was it called? I Dream of Genie. Yeah.
I used to watch that show on TV Land all the time.
And Lucy.
Yeah.
Lucy.
I was never a fan of Lucy.
I'm home. Yeah.
Yeah, I Dream of Jeannie was from 65 until 70.
Yeah.
So, okay, you could maybe call it 70s.
Okay.
Yeah, we watched a lot of the Andy Griffith Show was the thing we watched a lot of. My dad loves that show.
Yeah. Does he still watch it today?
Yeah, I mean, if it's on, he's watching it. My grandma, too. It's really? Just like they watch it all the time, yeah.
So this is something interesting, right? I think we've talked about this a little bit, Gage. When you're young, you're always curious about the future. But as you grow old, you tend to grow a curiosity for the past as you've been living the future. And you know that you don't have much future to live. So now all of a sudden you care about what happened prior to your life. And I've watched it happen with our parents, with my parents.
Yeah.
Right. Slowly but surely. So does this mean that when we all get into like our 50s and 60s, we're actually going to end up like going back and watching all these crappy TV shows?
Probably.
I mean, we'll at least watch the shows from when we were.
Yeah. Young. I mean, what shows are you guys going to make your kids watch?
Rick and Morty. That, Family Guy.
That you grew up with. Like, you know.
Yeah, Futurama.
In the 90s, yeah, 2000s, that kind of stuff.
Oh, Dexter's Lab. Yep. Rugrats. You know, Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Yep.
Cat and Dog.
Rocket Power. Did you ever watch that one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wiggity, see, now it's weird because, like, we were kids when SpongeBob came out. SpongeBob is still out, and you have kids. Do they watch SpongeBob yet?
I tried to get them into it, but the only seasons that we could watch online and stream for free was seasons 1 through 5 on Amazon. So
those are the best ones.
Yeah, they're just watching what I watched, and it's crazy because I look at them, and I'm just like, man, these were classics. But they, like, just don't care for them. They'd rather watch all this dumb new stuff. Like, you know, Bluey and, I don't know, whatever other junk that they like to watch. YouTubers.
Paw Patrol.
Yeah, and surprisingly, a bunch of YouTubers, man. Danny Go Dance Party and these, like, Ukrainian kids that are worth, like, $100 million.
Seriously?
Yeah. These kids are like 7 and they're worth like over $100 million. They sell their like toothbrushes in Walmart and shit like worldwide.
That's not depressing.
It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah. Mitch, I see that you have an extra dog there.
Yeah, that's Wendy.
Did you steal that one?
She threw up on my carpet today.
Well, that didn't take long. 24 hours at your house. And
not even. She's 12 hours at my house, and she's puked on the carpet.
She's nauseated. What? Did she get into something?
I think it's because she didn't eat dinner last night and didn't eat breakfast this morning. But then when I even tried to give her food after she threw up, she wouldn't eat it. So
the real question is, did you try feeding Wendy some Wendy's?
I did. Actually, I did feed her a little bit of Wendy's before she threw up, so maybe that's why she did throw up.
The Baconator's not sitting right.
She ate like 3 or 4 Baconators.
And a chili.
Yeah, two big bowls of chili.
Extra onions, yep.
Yeah, yeah. Well, welcome Wendy, the new dog. She seems, she or he, seems very chill.
She
seems very chill for sure.
She's kind of chill.
Except for when
she's a little, you know, yeah, she can be a little rowdy.
Yeah.
She dug a hole in my backyard.
Great. Didn't take long either. 12 hours, threw up, dug a hole. Seems like a real solid dog.
Yeah.
She's just marking her territory. You know. That's what I do anytime I go to a new house. I dig a hole and I puke.
Yeah. And pee somewhere.
Yeah. Just not in the toilet.
Normally on the couch or like the recliner. Gotta get the best seat.
Yeah.
Gage, I don't think the first time you came to my house you dug a hole and puked.
Just haven't found it yet.
As far as I know.
It's gonna be like 5 years from now and you're gonna be cleaning out that corner and you're gonna be like, what is all over the wall? And you'll be scraping it off. Yeah.
So, yeah,
you just need to go through your house with a black light and you'll find it.
Yeah. I'm revisiting the previous conversation. Gage, was there any sort of like Barbie TV show back in the 60s, 70s or anything like that?
I don't think so.
No. Have you guys?
Was it because Barbie's? Wasn't when the did Barbie Barbie's come out? 59.
It was. Yeah, pretty I was gonna early. Say, wasn't it like?
I think it was like 60s. I think it was like late 50s or 60s.
Yeah, I mean it was pretty early on, and it's crazy, man. Like how much
March 9th, 1959 was 59. The first Barbie doll.
What was the
Barbara Millicent Roberts is her full name.
Jeez, oh. She even sounds like a grandma. Millicent.
Yeah, for real. So then the very first, it took them all the way until the 90s to come up with the first Barbie movie. And those were all like animated cartoon movies. And it took them all the way up until, if I'm reading this correctly, all the way up until this year to create a live action one from what I'm.
Yeah, it says so. The first TV animated special for Barbie was in 1987, called Barbie and the Rockers, Out of This World.
Ooh,
that sounds pretty rad.
Its first in 2001 was its first direct to video release of a full length feature film, and that was Barbie in the Nutcracker,
featuring Ken.
Sure.
It was a rough movie for him. You know what I'm saying?
It was only released in Germany. It was a snuff film.
So Margaret went to go see the Barbie movie a couple nights ago. And you guys know the friend group, right? They always have to go all out. There's dinner before the movie and champagne and wine. Let's all get a coordinated outfit. We all have to do our hair. We wear pink shirts. It was just so much, so much. Mm-hmm. She said it was good, though. It was funny, whatever that means. I don't know. Beats me. But I heard a very controversial thing online the other day that I wanted to get your guys' take on. So... Right. There's all of this crazy talk going around about, whatever, just in today's society. Right. There's all these different types of Barbies. But you know what? The one thing that they haven't made yet, they haven't made a pregnant Barbie.
Never.
They haven't made a pregnant Barbie. Do you guys know why they haven't made a pregnant Barbie yet?
Why?
Why?
Because Ken came in a different box. Brought it back, baby. Brought it back. You're welcome.
That was pretty good. That's what you should have led in with.
Yeah, we wasted 13 minutes to get to a joke.
All right. We'll redo it.
We'll do it live.
Okay. We'll do it live.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
That's the best part.
Yeah, that last part always gets me.
Yep. All right, Mitch. It's interview time, sir. I looked it up, and the last episode that you were on, besides last week, was about 4 months ago. And the listeners are curious, Mitch.
Okay.
What have you been doing for 4 months?
Do we need background music for this?
Yeah.
Moving into my new house.
That's probably not the right music.
That kind of feels like a game show.
It's kind of game showy too, right?
Listen here, doll. I've been a bopping. I've been a booping.
How about Jeopardy?
Yeah. What have you been doing, Mitch? For the past 4 months.
Well, I've just been moving into the new house. Been working on the new house. Huh. I moved in. We made a whole list of projects that we want to work on. Started working on them.
That's good. Most people don't get started on their projects right away.
Yeah. What kind of projects?
like painting walls or in the middle of building some shelves. The backyard is like, I mean, both yards are a complete mess. We got a citation from the HOA already.
Nice.
About our weeds.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Yeah. Welcome to homeownership.
Yeah, exactly.
You regret it already.
Yeah. It's awful. And no one told me it was going to be this much work.
Didn't take you long to realize it sucks. Yeah. Well, very cool. Out of your entire to-do list, how much of it have you accomplished in the past 4 months with all of this extra time you've had on your hands from not podcasting?
I mean, I've done a ton of work on the yard. We like...
pulled five weeds.
Yeah, five. I mean, even like seven.
Whoa.
Depends on the day.
No, we've done four like full trash bins worth of just weeds.
Nice.
So, yep. You know, like, that had been like 300 pounds, 400 pounds of fucking weeds.
Yeah.
That we've pulled.
Okay.
Now, were the weeds there when you moved in, or are these weeds that grew after you moved in? I guess you moved in kind of before all the weeds would have started growing this year, right?
I mean, it was like, yeah, they were starting to grow. So it's, you know, I think it's probably a little column A, a little column B. You know, probably should have been a little bit more on top of it at the start of the spring, but it was also raining so much that I think that's what, like, made it really bad.
Sure.
Nice. Now for the...
We've painted one quarter of a wall.
Nice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Why only one quarter? Like, it's just one... There's a big line down the middle of this entire wall, and, like...
Pretty much, yeah.
I painted this quarter.
Well, because, you know, we're in the middle of building shelves.
Ah.
Dad's actually coming over on Friday, and we're going to finish one half of them. And so we painted the wall around the holes where the shelves go.
So you're
going
to have a quarter painted wall, half of your shelves.
Yeah. It's going great.
Sweet. Sweet. Then the next important question, how many video games have you played, and what have you been playing in the past 4 months? The people want to know.
Played a little bit of Diablo 4.
Define a little bit.
I mean, a little bit. I've played like 20 hours, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't get into it.
Really?
And Rob and I have talked about this. Is that, I mean, part of the problem is that I picked like the worst class to pick.
Yeah. And you don't want to restart with something new now?
No.
With a new class?
Well,
yeah.
Now what I need to do is just finish the campaign since I'm right there. And then I could start a seasonal hero and then skip the campaign entirely and just do that.
Enjoy the game at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much more do you have in the campaign?
That was me.
I don't know, Rob. You tell me. How much do you think I have left in the campaign?
I mean, dude, if we really sat down and just cranked it out, you know, and I helped, like, let's just say it depends, right? How much do you want to enjoy it or not enjoy it, I guess? How much do you want to, like, watch the cinematics or just shoot through it and go back and watch the cinematics on YouTube or something? Just be like, oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, that makes sense, whatever. You know, if we were to rush it, Mitch, 3 hours, maybe. If you wanted to take your time and watch everything, probably closer to like six hours, maybe 6 or 7.
So then it'd probably be like 6 or 7 hours because, you know, I'd at least watch through cinematics and see what happens in the story. But
that's not bad.
The druid is just so
hard.
I don't know.
It's a hard player to... It's a hard character to play when it's not well developed. It's incredibly slow moving. It's a slow moving character. Yeah. So
you just swing and call down lightning strikes and that's about it.
Yeah. In which though, Mitch, they have come out with a lot of builds. One thing that I would recommend, because they have changed the game so much since you started, I would recommend, just to see if this helps at all whatsoever, I would go online, find maybe a different build, respec, that's meant for like beginning of the game, and just go see if it kind of changes your thought. Because I started a druid, and I will say the leveling is a little bit harsh, but I changed up the build a few times. I found a couple builds that I really liked.
Yeah. You
know? So.
Yeah, I should probably try that out.
Yeah, maybe this weekend or something, or next weekend. You know, we'll give it a shot. Yeah. Give it the old shot. What else have you played?
Played a lot of Tears of the Kingdom. Great game. Gave a 5-minute review that took 10 or 15 minutes last week.
That's how it always goes.
Yep.
But yeah, great game. Gage, have you gotten more of a chance to play anymore?
Video games?
Tears of the Kingdom.
Oh, no. I have, literally in these last 4 months, I've probably played 5 hours of any video game total.
Sad.
Yeah, it's miserable. I was even thinking about it today, man, maybe I'll go play some Doom. And then life got in the way. So, you know, here I am, and I didn't get to play any video games today.
Sweet.
Yep.
Nice.
Nice.
Well, maybe... Well, you probably have work tomorrow, so you probably don't have time after this to go crank out some games, but...
Did your roommate just fall down the stairs?
No, I'm in the middle of a thunderstorm.
Okay, yeah, me too. Okay, it's not just me. I was like, for a minute, I was like, man, is it coming through that loud that these guys can hear it? We're all in one. Okay, that makes me feel better.
Yep. It's heading your way, Mitch.
It's rain sprinkling a little bit right now.
It's not, it's kind of what it's doing here. It's just making a bunch of noise too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and it's just been raining here in Colorado a lot recently. So, it is what it is.
Yeah. But been playing Tears of the Kingdom. Been playing some cyberpunk. Some Pybersunk.
Hitting them bumps. Nice.
Yeah.
They got a new DLC for that, yeah? Is that out yet?
Almost. It comes out next month.
Okay.
I mean, the whole reason I started playing again was... Well, I was curious because they had the DLC coming out, but I also watched the anime series that came out on Netflix, or the cartoon, and it, really made me want to use this equipment that's, featured in the anime series. And then I built it, and then I saw all this stuff that there's this other build that's actually, way better and way more fun. So after playing through the entire game, doing that original build, using the Sandevistine, possibly Jewish, I don't know. Then I did the Netrunner build, which is freaking awesome. You literally just hack, it's classic 90s, you put on your sunglasses and you open up your laptop and you get the big wall, green wall of code. And you just down, and you just hack everything and kill everyone. And
it's sweet,
incredible.
When you say a big wall of code, you mean like it looks like,
Matrix
screen, scrolling the Matrix.
Yeah. Okay.
Just numbers and letters flying through the screen while whoever's hacking into the mainframe.
Dude, that was
been playing some Red Dead.
That was close.
Two?
Yeah, Red Dead 1 or 2?
2, specifically.
Did you see that they are thinking of doing the remake on 1 and releasing it here soon?
Yeah, I saw that.
Really?
I'd be pretty surprised if they did it.
What year did the first one come out?
2006?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was quite some time ago. Now, obviously, these are just rumors.
2010.
That makes sense. Yeah, they're looking at doing a remake just because that game was so successful, and that Red Dead 2 actually became, especially after GTA 5 came out, became as successful as it was, and people came to know how good Rockstar is at making games. It blew up Red Dead 2. And then people like Tyler, right, came obsessed with Red Dead 2. Tyler is one of the very few people, man, that I know that actually beat Red Dead 2 to 100% completion. Everything. Hunted every animal, skinned every animal, collected every flower.
What does he play it on? Xbox?
Xbox.
Okay.
Yeah. And because he was so obsessed with it, his wife bought him... Red Dead 1, because that's all he wanted to do was just play Red Dead 1. But he said he got 10 minutes into it and he was like, I just can't play this shit. graphics are like just fucking terrible, and like it just, you know, he's like, it's literally playing a crappier version of Red Dead 2. I was like, well, yeah, no shit, dude. What did you expect? I mean, they built Red Dead 2, developed and bettered Red Dead 1. Like, that's how video. And he's like, yeah, I don't know. I guess I just wasn't expecting that. So they're thinking of remaking Red Dead 1, though. Mitch, would you play it?
Probably. Probably, because I really loved Mexico as a location.
Okay.
In the game. You know, it'd be fun to play through that again, but with nice modern graphics.
Yeah.
But it would have to be on PC.
Okay. Okay.
But I would much rather just get Red Dead 3 instead.
Yeah.
Yeah, which Rockstar North, man, this is, I don't know. This is what I found online. This is what I heard is rumor. And Mitch, this is probably going to make you just incredibly fucking sad in hearing this news. And I'm trying to also look it up all at the same time here. Rockstar North apparently confirmed that technically, man, GTA 6 is actually not their next title to be released, believe it or not.
And I have heard some rumors like that.
You want to know what game is rumored to potentially be their next released game?
Poker World Champions.
Oh, it's even a worse fucking game than that.
What?
L.A. Noir 2. Yeah, what a terrible game that was. You remember when we bought it and we were just like, oh yeah, this will be cool. It'll be like, you know, a fun game of...
It'll be like GTA, but you're on the other side of the law.
You're on the other side. That was a big fucking game of like Blue's Clues. It was like, the fuck is this, man? This game sucks. I don't want to fucking play this. You know?
Gotta go talk to this person and then talk to this person and then... call their bluff, and
yeah,
I did it wrong, so now I get a worse outcome, and
yeah, and I gotta go.
Now I gotta go talk to this person, and then gotta search around a crime scene for an hour, and
gotta find a magnifying glass so that way I can read this piece of paper, so that way I can find this blood stain that leads me to nowhere, and I'll talk to this guy who gives me some fucking lore of the game that literally meant nothing to me, and then I'm gonna go and turn this guy in. Oh, but it was the wrong crackhead. It was the other crackhead. So I did it wrong. So I have to start over. And the game gave me zero clues. And all that game told me was basically I would make a terrible, terrible detective. Probably blame the wrong people. So, yeah, that's supposed to be their next game. Unfortunately, not GTA 6. So, sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
Maybe that's just a red herring to get everyone away from GTA 6 since so much has been, like, spoiled about it.
Yeah. Maybe.
Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows?
Rob, why do you have a toothbrush?
Oh, this isn't my toothbrush. This is my portable Hitler stash.
KJ has one, too.
I was just thinking about it. I'm like, wait, I got a toothbrush sitting right here, too.
Is this something that started on the podcast while I was gone for 4 months?
I had no idea Gage had one.
I have a piece of paper.
Close enough.
I had no idea that Gage had a fucking toothbrush. I got this from a golf tournament, believe it or not. Somehow, yeah,
was
right?
Your dentist sponsoring this golf tournament?
I guess, man. Somehow it,
9 out of 10 of them were.
Yeah. Somehow it ended down here at my computer desk, and I've just, you know, I don't know. There's something about brushing my mustache with a toothbrush that's very relaxing. So I've just kind of kept it down here, and while I'm video editing and I'm trying to think of what to do next, this has like become my fidget spinner, where I just like, I brush my mustache with a with a toothbrush. I don't know why. Yeah, but this is, I would never use this to brush my teeth, but this is like one of those super fine bristled ones that you use for, like, you know, when your teeth? Like charcoal powder your teeth or whatever, like stuff like that, you know? Oh. You know what I'm talking about? No? Okay.
Was it cool. Was it to use to brush off your clubs?
No idea. Too late. It's already now the mustache comb. Portable Hitler stash. Because I am 50% German, so.
Hey, me too.
Yeah. When you're in a pinch and you really need a Hitler mustache.
Yeah. Might use it in the next YouTube video. See how it goes. I don't know.
Just like randomly in one clip.
The death of the channel.
Have you ever wondered?
Have you ever?
Just brushing your mustache.
Have you ever wondered? Yeah. All right,
my
Gage.
Toothbrush is here for two reasons. My bird likes to play with it. He likes chewing on the bristles, but I also use it for like cleaning my phone, like getting into all the orifices and getting the dirt out of them. Yeah, that's why it's here.
Cleaning orifices.
Oh, yeah. There's no better tool than a toothbrush for cleaning orifices.
Orifices.
Orify.
Orificises.
Orificises.
As Hitler once said, yes, I understand.
Yes.
All right, Gage.
Yes.
Your turn, sir.
Okay. First off, I have a question for both of you, and then we're going to play a little trivia.
Okay.
Yes? All right. Question number one. We're going to talk about pizza for a second.
Okay.
First off, how do you guys feel about pineapple on pizza?
With the right pairings, I think it's good.
What's a good pairing with pineapple?
I think jalapeno is great with pineapple.
Okay.
I'm a fan of the classic
Hawaiian.
Ham. Yeah, Hawaiian pizza.
Okay. Robert?
Yeah, you know, I'm not opposed to pizza with pineapple on it, and I agree with Mitch, as long as it has the right toppings. Jalapeno's good, pepperoni, ham, believe it or not a big fan of that on pizza, actually, for whatever reason. But, you know, believe it or it's funny that you bring this up, because I literally almost brought this up, Gage, randomly about 10 minutes ago. I had a pizza today that, believe it or not, it's probably one of the best pizzas I have had in a long time.
Okay.
And you guys would not believe the toppings on this thing. So it is, they make it at Sliceworks. Have you guys ever been to Sliceworks?
Yep.
Once.
Okay. So it is a kind of like a lighter cheese, you know, mozzarella, something like that. And it has cream cheese, jalapenos, and jelly on it.
Jelly.
Fucking phenomenal, dude. It would...
What kind of jelly?
Blow your fucking mind how good it is. Like, grape jelly. Like, peanut butter and jelly, like grape jelly. With
just
jalapenos and cream cheese.
Squeezable Smucker's bottle.
They don't do squeezable. It's definitely, you could tell, like, they scooped it out of the jar, like, better jelly, kind of, like, you know, kind of, okay. You know. Because sure. Then when they cook it in the oven, it kind of, like, melts down a little bit. Dude,
I'd pass on that one.
Until you try it.
I do not like cream cheese.
Ooh, yeah.
Like at then all.
That would be, but
yeah,
they,
that'll ruin it for you.
They don't do a whole lot of cream cheese on it. So, I do happen to have, I think, a few slices left from today. So, Gage, if we happen to see each other this Saturday for our burrito testing.
Yeah.
I'll bring you a slice.
Okay.
And if you just try it. Just try it. And if you like jalapenos, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You like jelly?
Yeah.
Okay. Settled.
All right.
Do you like jelly being jalapeno mouth?
Yes. Indeed.
Indeed. Sorry. Ooh, so anyways, back to Gage's original conversation.
I'm not a big fan of pineapple on pizza just because it's kind of... I love pineapple, but when it's warm, it's weird to me. So yeah. that's kind of what throws me off when it's on pizza. The reason I bring this up is when I was on my trip, we go to this pizza place up there and I always get the buffalo chicken pizza because it's like phenomenal. It has carrots on it. So, you know, it's got ranch and carrots and buffalo chicken and onions and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Would you eat a pizza with carrots on it? And they're like shredded. So it almost looks like unmelted cheese, but they're carrots.
Yes. Yes, I would.
I'm more okay with carrots than I am with pineapple.
Okay.
I feel like carrots kind of make sense.
It's really nice because it adds like a really good crunch to it. You know, that top layer. So I don't mind it. I'm allergic to carrots, so it kind of bothers me in that sense. But it's really good. So if you ever get the chance to have a buffalo chicken pizza and it's got carrots on it.
I just have to inject the EpiPen every time I eat it. But otherwise, it's a great pizza.
It's not that kind of a reaction. I'm just sitting there like scratching my throat the whole time. I'm doing the Margaret throat itch. She does that, right?
The Gojin pig fucking.
I can't do it. They make this like. I love them, but like that noise, like Jack and Patrick, and I don't know if Sean ever did it, but like I just
drives me nuts, dude.
I always remember that on like road trips with him and stuff. I'm just like, you guys got to stop this.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump out of the door because I can't listen to this bizarre,
Dude, I'm not even joking. Margaret will like unconsciously make that sound like laying in bed sometimes. Not even like because she needs to. It's just random. Like it's like a embedded.
Comfort. It's a nervous tick for him.
Yeah, it's like embedded in their DNA now, and there's been times where it gets so bad, like a nervous tick for her, that I've literally gotten out of bed to go downstairs and sleep on the couch because I'm like, I'm not fucking dealing with this tonight. Fuck it. I'm going downstairs.
Wait. Okay.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
Well, no. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Anyway,
yeah, it gets bad. But the carrots, though, yeah, I could see that being really good with like buffalo sauce. And what else do they have on there?
Yeah, it's got like green onions, buffalo chicken, carrots, ranch. That's pretty much it.
That's amazing. It sounds like
what's the sauce? What's like the base sauce?
So I was just thinking that. And I'm not entirely sure. I don't think it's a red sauce, but it might be.
And it's like normal cheese or whatever with all
of
that.
Yeah, it's just like normal like pizza mozzarella cheese.
Yeah, so.
And it's got, I think it has pepperoni on it too.
What I'm envisioning, man, is literally like eating wings, carrots, celery with ranch from Buffalo Wild Wings, but you toss it on a pizza and maybe add, some like pineapple cheese and marinara and throw it on a bread topping and call it good, right? Is that essentially it?
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds delicious. It sounds amazing.
It's really good.
Is the chicken boneless?
No, it's bone in. It's so good.
Gage, shut up with that throat scratch thing that you're
Jesus
doing.
Christ,
so annoying.
Shut up. Shut up. Fuck it. Well, how was the rest of your trip besides itchy throat carrot pizza?
It was great. I had a great time.
You didn't turn into a bear hot pocket.
No, luckily. There were a couple times. So like it'd be like the middle of the night and I'm like in the camper or whatever. And you'd like hear something outside and you're instantly like, is that a bear? Is there a bear out there? Is that a grizzly? It's coming to eat me? And like then you'd hear like the handle jiggle and then it's just somebody coming back in the RV because they went outside to pee.
Yeah. How many people were you traveling with?
There were six of us. So.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I didn't realize there were that many of you.
Yeah. So one of the guys stayed in a hotel every night and the rest of us were in that RV.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We fished a lot. I'm not really a big fisherman, but it's pretty easy up there. I got seasick for the first time in my life.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, nice. How did this whole trip start? And who goes? Just a bunch of friends, group of friends?
Yeah, so it's my buddy Mason, who I went to high school with. He's one of literally three people that I still talk to from high school. And so his dad used to go every year. So we went last year, and now it's just like a yearly thing, although I probably won't go next year. It's cool. Alaska's cool, man.
Why do you say you're not going to go next year?
I just got some other trips and stuff planned and probably just won't work into the budget.
Yeah.
It isn't. I mean, it really isn't that expensive because like we all split the RV and we split everything. Like the most expensive thing is just getting up there. I got to take a plane, like a little plane that sits like 10 people up to Mount Denali, the highest mountain in the country. And we landed on a glacier and we got to go out and walk around. That was probably the best part of the trip. That's crazy. So, I mean, it is like, it's like surreal. Like it doesn't, like you get off the plane and you're like, am I really fucking doing this right now? And it is super, super cool. It was a really fun trip.
Yeah. Yeah. So. See, we thought that, I don't know if you listened to probably being as busy as you were to last week's podcast.
I meant to listen to it on the airplane coming home, but I just tried to sleep the whole time because it was a red eye.
You'll understand the Hot Pocket joke then, I guess, later this week when you decide to go and hear it. Because there's a very lengthy talk about Hot Pockets. Okay. Hence why the podcast name... Or that podcast episode is called Toxic Hot Pockets.
What was supposed to be just a quick conversation about you being in Alaska turned into like a 15-minute conversation.
About being eaten by bears? Or just Hot Pockets in general?
You got to go listen to it. You just got to listen to it.
I'll listen to it while I'm working tomorrow.
Yeah. It kind of just started out with like, you know, Gage is doing one of two things, either this or either he's making Hot Pockets or he is the Hot Pocket. Well, what kind of Hot Pockets would a bear eat? Well, I don't know.
They'd eat meat.
And then
hot
it goes
pockets.
From there.
Gotcha. All right. I'm definitely going to look then.
Yeah. And then it kind of goes from there. So, you'll enjoy it for sure.
Nice. Okay.
So, all right.
I have trivia still.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
We'll make it quick. Sorry.
No, you're good. Yeah, do your thing.
No. Hold on. The button's not working.
Itchy dick syndrome.
Oh my god, I accidentally opened Adobe Premiere. My computer's freaking out! You know what I'm... Three.
Guys who think they know it all put their knowledge to the test. Are they really as smart as they think they are? Or are their IQs in the 70s?
Yes.
In the next few minutes, we'll find out their true intelligence levels. It's time for Techno Trivia.
Wow.
All right. So we have a very special trivia today. Not really. It was something I thought of today when I was doing some research on some stuff. So we're going to do... Trivia today is going to be based on how many video game titles were released per console. Okay. Mm. So we're going to go ahead and start with the Mac daddy of them all, the PlayStation 1.
Ooh.
How many games were released on the original PlayStation?
Like 120.
How many titles? You said what?
120.
Mitch?
4,000.
Higher.
What? Really?
Yeah.
12,000?
Lower.
7,000.
Eh. Close enough. 7,918 PlayStation games were released for the console.
Wow. Damn.
8,000 games.
That's insane.
Do you have readily on hand how long the PlayStation 1 was like
active
in circulation? Yeah, how long is it active?
I just closed that tab. Hold on.
I mean, if you don't have it, then we can just skip to the next question.
Maybe Wendy. Quite Wendy's a while. Has the answer.
Wendy, do you know? She's asleep.
Wow.
So it was released in 94, the PlayStation was, and it was, then they had the PS1, which came out later, but it was, you know, basically the same thing. It was just like the slim version, you could call it. So they made the PlayStation 1 until 2006. So 12 years you could buy a PlayStation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Considering,
wow.
Considering like consoles last maybe like 4 to 6 years now.
Yeah.
At best, you know.
Well, but then, well, I guess that's true. Because like I know they sold the PlayStation 2 way into the PlayStation 3's lifetime.
Yeah.
But.
Right.
That's right, why it was one of the best selling consoles of all time.
Next one on the list. How many games were made for the original Xbox? How many titles?
5,000.
Mitch?
3,500.
Lower.
1,500.
Lower.
700?
A little higher.
800.
Higher.
And 50.
Higher.
1,112.
All right, well, close enough. It was right at 1,000 games. 998 games were made for the original Xbox.
Huh.
That's okay. So much less than the PlayStation.
Yeah.
The PlayStation 1 almost got 1,000 games a year, and the Xbox probably only got like 50 games a year, 100 games a year.
Yeah. Okay.
That's crazy.
Next on the list, how many games were made for the PlayStation 2?
That's got to be like 20,000.
Well, I'm assuming since you said the Mac Daddy was PS1, it has to be less than that. So, and assuming that maybe you're going in order, it's less than the Xbox? So, 700?
It's Robert, you're low. Mitch, you're high.
19th at no.
19,999.
That's it.
3,000.
Okay. No.
Higher or lower?
Higher. Sorry.
Oh, 5,000.
Lower.
4,000.
Yeah, close enough. So, depending on what you look at, about 4,300 games were made for the PlayStation 2, which is still a lot.
That's a lot, which is good, though, with how many PS2s were sold. So, I don't know if you guys saw my short. Mitch, I don't know if you saw it or not. How many?
I did.
Oh, you did. So, you know how many consoles were sold of the PS2?
It's best-selling console of all time.
Can't say I remember the exact number.
Best-selling console of all time.
Wasn't it like 200 million?
Not quite.
The PlayStation 1 sold over 100 million.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more than that. But less than 200.
Mm-hmm. Very sweet spot.
Like 180?
155 million units.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
All right, two more here. How many games were produced or made, licensed for the Nintendo GameCube?
This has to be low. 300.
Yeah.
Mitch?
I was actually going to say 300 too.
More. But not a ton more.
500.
Robert?
600.
600. Over 600. It was about 650. That's how many games were made. So, not a lot.
I believe it.
If you consider the PlayStation 2 and them ran about the same time, and the PlayStation had 4,000. So, yeah.
Mitch, would you say that the GameCube was one of your most memorable consoles growing up?
Yeah, definitely.
Which is,
I feel like the GameCube is what I grew up with, you know?
It was the Nintendo 64 for me and Gage.
And the PlayStation 2, kind of.
I mean, it started with the Nintendo 64. I definitely spent a good amount of time with that, but yeah, I don't know. I feel like, because when did the GameCube came out? That probably had to have come
November
out.
November of 2001 it came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was 7 when that came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like I was playing the 64, but I played the GameCube for probably like 10 years.
Yeah, right. No, exactly. And that's where, yeah, me and Gage were playing the N64 when we were 7. Right.
Which,
and for a long time after that.
Yeah. So you bring up Nintendo 64. How many games were made for the Nintendo 64?
It has to be a lot. There's no way that it's a small amount. 3,000.
Mitch?
See, I don't think it's like that much. I'm thinking like 890.
Lower.
Really?
Lower. Both lower than 890.
What? Yeah. Ah, man.
630.
Lower.
400.
Damn. Yeah, close enough. 388 games were made for the Nintendo 64.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's really not a whole lot for being like one of the most memorable consoles out there for a lot of people.
It's pretty much like their worst selling console ever.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which I don't get.
Yeah, you know, and it's just like that's one of those things that's like in our world, like the Nintendo 64 was so dope. But like you go back and look and you compare it to like the PlayStation, which was just killing it at the time, you know. So they only sold 32 million Nintendo 64s, and there's 100 million PlayStations.
Yeah.
Like, damn. What?
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, Crash Bandicoot, Metal Gear Solid, all fantastic games that I played.
GoldenEye.
If I were to, put games above it, though, Super Mario 64.
Yeah.
GoldenEye, right? Like, some of the I feel like much more nostalgic and stuck around a lot longer. Yeah. Tony Hawk Pro Skater, which, I mean, those
memorable
were...
memorable games.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's right. It. That was my trivia for the day. So, good job, everybody.
Claps all around. Claps all around.
We're down home, boys.
And it was amazing. We did it all live.
We'll do it live.
We did it all live. We'll do it. We did it live.
We did it live.
Yeah, we did it.
We've been doing it live. All right. Talking about nostalgic games. Gage, how invested were you into the Super NES, the SNES? Not a whole
really
lot
at all. No, I mean, we didn't have one of those, so we didn't play much. I remember Patrick's brother Sean had one. That's the only time I ever played it, was over there at that time. I've played it a lot more since then.
Okay. All right. How do you like turn-based games? Kind of like I don't know, like Final Fantasy style.
Depends.
Mitch.
I mean, like Civilization, that's turn-based. That can be fun.
Yeah. And this is more of like a, you know, you got
turn-based combat.
Turn-based combat.
I mean, you could probably put Pokemon into that, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like I very much like it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Did you ever play Super Mario RPG Legend of the Seven Stars?
No.
All right, my friend. This right here is one of my favorite games, truly, of all time from back in the day. I can honestly say, man, when it comes to games that I have replayed at a ridiculous rate and have gone back and beat it to 100%, probably more than any human being ever should, this would be my game that even to this very day, I've got a special save file sitting right on my desktop just for this emulator to play this game. Occasionally, when I'm just like, it's time to pull out the old Super Mario RPG.
How many times do you think you've beaten that game?
20 plus? I don't know. Something like that. Ridiculous amount. It's been a while since I've gone back and replayed it, but this was a game that you could just about beat in maybe like a day and a half, 2 days pretty much. So it was easy to do, and it was incredibly fun. I mean, you want to talk about mid-maxing in video games, dude? I guess this is where it was invented, practically, right? Gearing up characters with like armor and weapons and finding the best stuff and upgrading your characters with HP or attack power or special powers, or like, this was it, right? This were like fucking, right? It was on the same playing field as Diablo, right? Back in the 90s, right? Mm-hmm. But for the SNES. And they are making the remake for this game, and it comes out in November. And
for the Switch?
Yes.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yes. So I've already asked Mitch if I could borrow his Switch from about November 17th to December 31st.
If it only takes a day and a half to beat, you only need to borrow it till like Thanksgiving.
Well, I've also been asking him just to go play play some Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Yeah, so
gotcha.
Yeah, I got to play that too. So, and it just so happens that generally, man, November and December is incredibly slow for me. So I should have plenty of time to be able to go home and play the crap out of both games. Assuming that I've got the time or whatever, but yeah, the remake comes out in November and I am incredibly excited for it. The one and only workaround that I have, and I wanted to get your guys' opinion on this. How would you handle this? I'm the best man of a wedding, and I'm supposed to be handling a bachelor party right around the same time. How do I casually move that bachelor party up a week to make sure that I'm at home for this video game release?
Say you need to get a surgery or something? You need like a... I don't know.
Tell the bachelor that you heard there's going to be a bomb threat at the club that you're going to the original weekend. You have to go the weekend before.
Call in a bomb threat for the weekend you're supposed to go.
There we go.
But the problem with that is like, because if you do that, then
they'll get me and I can't play.
Well, you're
it
assuming
in jail.
you're already past the weekend that you're trying to move it up to.
Yeah.
Because you can't call it in like 2 weeks ahead and be like, hey, I'm going to plant a bomb at that place in 2 weeks. So you can still be open this weekend,
but not
next weekend.
This week. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and see, and that's where it's getting a little tricky, right? The first weekend in November is my birthday weekend. I've got, you know, my wife and kids that probably wouldn't be too thrilled with me because they like to spend my birthday with me. But though, one of the things that the bachelor wants to do, man, he wants to go see a Knights game in Vegas.
Boo.
Guess who happens to be playing in Vegas on November 4th? The Avs.
Don't get beat up.
That would be a pretty good game to go to and watch. Watch the Avs go beat up the Knights in Las Vegas.
It'd be a good game for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take Nina. She'll start a fight.
Yeah, probably.
You can watch her get beat up.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd probably watch her beat someone up, dude.
Just Nina's, film it. We Nina's just want feisty. Like, yeah, we just need like evidence of it because I'm going to want to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it only leaves me with either that weekend, in which, you know, I guess the wife will just have to be angry with me if it is what it is. But because then the following weekend, right, the Knights don't even play there. And gotcha. Then the following weekend is when the game is released. But then the Knights actually have a game that weekend. So I'm in a pickle, a little bit of a pickle. Mm. But we'll see what comes of that. Super Mario RPG. Gage.
I might have to get that one.
We're going to have to just sit you down and get that one.
That'll be a good time of year for me. Oh, I go to Florida like that next week so I could play it on the plane.
Boom.
There you go.
Yeah, nice.
And it's an amazing game, dude. I loved it so much. I'm excited for the remake. It looks really good, too.
It was the blueprint for Paper Mario, you know?
Yeah, pretty much.
Paper Mario.
Yeah, which is nice. A great game. So if you love Paper Mario, you'll probably love Super Mario RPG.
I do love Paper Mario.
Did you ever play
Mario.
Paper Mario?
Me?
Gage? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you liked it?
I had a friend. Yeah, so growing up, I had a friend named Patrick Letitis. And we played that for like weeks at his, like sleeping over at his place. Yeah.
Okay. If you liked Paper Mario, you're going to love Super Mario RPG.
Okay. Cool.
You definitely got to have the mindset that it is a remake. So, you know, whatever. Yeah. I hold a different fond memory for it, but.
Well, that's the thing. He's never played the original. So it'll just be like a whole new game for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. All right. And then, very last question that I have for you, Gage. While you were in the Hot Pocket City.
Yes.
Now in Alaska, in Hot Pocket City. I sent you a video.
Uh-huh.
Of your roommate.
Yes. I watched that video while I was eating that carrot pizza.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What do you know? Yeah. And let me tell you, man, your roommate, she struggled with the game at first, but then she became incredibly good at it.
Wait, excelling at what? What game?
When we were sitting at the brewery, the ring.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The ring toss.
Ring toss
swing.
Thing. Yeah, ring swinging, tossing.
Ring swinging.
Yeah, yeah. What did you think of your roommate's techniques? What was it?
It's just mediocre.
Just
I don't know. See, I don't know enough about that game. She looked very confused playing it in the video.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the thing: when she plays any game, she always says she doesn't know how to play because she usually doesn't, but then she always ends up winning. So it's like a running joke in my family. Because, yeah, she'll just be like, oh, I don't know how to play. And then she like crushes us and we're just sort of like, cool, thanks for playing.
We'll see if we ever invite you back.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and now, Gage, that video that I have, right, this is a game that you get to play. I did this just for you.
Okay.
I uploaded it to YouTube, but it's a private video.
Right.
So now you get to hold this over her head.
Forever.
Forever. Because it can't be deleted. Unless one of us forcefully goes in and deletes it.
Right.
Or unless I lock it. So now you have this ammo, this card, right? Not knowing, I guess, whether she would care. Do you think she would have a problem if you posted a video of her on YouTube?
Without me asking?
I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah. You can name the title whatever you want.
I mean, I don't even want to be on YouTube.
Yeah, here we are. You know? On YouTube on a weekly basis. Yeah. Well, we got her to play it. She was okay with me recording it. I don't know if she knows it's on YouTube, but now she does if she listens to this podcast.
Yeah, she will. And she'd be like, what video? And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So now you have this video. So you're welcome. Or I'm sorry. One or the other. I don't know. I guess we'll find out here in a little bit. So do you guys got anything else?
I had one more quick thing. I'm going to share my screen with you guys really quick. And we're going to look at a picture. And I this
boobs.
This is an album cover for Marty Robbins, who's like an old west kind of country singer guy. Does this picture of this guy, remember, this is from like the 60s. Does he not look like he's from a PlayStation 2 game?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, totally.
Like I'm looking at this and I'm like, why does this fucker look like he's straight off of like a low polygon PS2 game? You know?
Yeah. Exactly what he looks like, and with the gun and everything, man. It looks almost like a NPC from Red Dead 1.
Yeah, kind of does. Sitting in the back of a bar or whatever.
Yeah. Mitch, yeah. Would you agree?
Yeah. I'm reading these song names. I want to know what's up with The Master's Call.
You're going to have to go listen to it. Every yeah. single one of these is a banger.
Is it?
Yeah. This is what I was listening to my whole trip in Alaska. Just Marty Robbins and Gene Pitney and just like, you know, shit from the 50s and 60s.
Shit from the 50s and 60s. Saddle Tramp.
That's it. Yep. You check it out. Yeah. Marty Robbins, Gunfighter Ballads and Trail Songs.
All right. Maybe this one of these songs, Gage, your favorite song on this album has to be the intro to the next. A small clip of it needs to be the intro to the next podcast.
5 seconds or less.
5 seconds yeah, or okay. less. Yeah. And Break It Up by 5 seconds. Okay. And then I think we're okay. So. One last thing. Sorry, I had to ask this question. Guys, we're playing a game of Gage, could you please play the intro for Expensive Shit?
Do 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 do.
Have you ever thought to yourself, boy, I wonder how much that goes for online? Look at all this junk I own. Here in this segment, me,
Mitch,
and Gage help you find the answers that you probably weren't really looking for until you email us. Here in this segment, are you sure that's the right price?
All right. Now, this question stems from what's about to happen potentially this weekend, boys, as we go on a burrito-eating adventure with our newest Green Dragon hot sauce. In which, Gage, I didn't know this, but apparently Barb asked, because I didn't know where the two bottles of hot sauce that were purchased for me, where they were floating around at. So yeah. I had asked Margaret to text Dawn to figure out if she had them, but then Dawn texted Margaret that Ron loved the Green Dragon hot sauce so much that then Don had to go back to the store to buy Ron a bottle of fucking Green Dragon hot sauce. But you have the Green Dragon hot sauce.
I have the hot sauce. Yeah. I got to keep it away from my dad or he'll just drink it.
That's what it sounded like. That's literally what your mom made it sound like. So
yeah, pretty much.
Which I mean, you've been gone, so you haven't really got to, enjoy it, I guess, any more than what you had before you left for.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, Alaska. So, but in terms of tacos and burritos, guys, what do you think is the most expensive selling taco in the world?
What's
$90.
I bet there's some stupid one in like Dubai with like gold flake chicken. That's like $800.
Well, let's be very specific. Are you talking about individual taco or are you talking about a meal that includes multiple tacos?
Yeah, no, just one single taco. A single taco. And Gage is correct. It does have
three digits.
No, gold. It has flakes of gold in it.
The golden taco.
It says the most Every exotic part. Oh, yeah. It says the most exotic part of this recipe is not the Kobe beef, nor the caviar, or the black truffle, but the gold flake infused corn tortilla and the Morita chili salsa prepared with a 0.925 tequila and Kopi Luwak coffee, the semi-digested cherry extracta of a civet, a wild cat found throughout Asia. I don't even fucking know what that means.
Yeah, they're cool. They eat the things and then they poop them out and then you eat them.
Yeah, Yeah, so then there's the handcrafted white gold and pure platinum bottle of Le .925 Passion Azita Ultra Premium Añejo Tequila, which costs the bottle of tequila that helps make this taco costs $150,000.
Great.
How much do you think this taco costs?
$2,400.
Very low.
It's higher than that?
Yeah.
10,000?
Low.
25,000.
Boom, on the money.
What?
Jesus.
The most expensive taco in the entire world is on a Cabo resort selling this one single taco for $25,000. Would you guys, even if you had $1 billion, would you purchase this taco for $25,000?
No.
If I had $1 billion, then yeah, maybe. But that would be like the minimum amount of money that I would need to consider buying this.
Dude, I even if I had $133 billion, I still don't think I could buy a $25,000 taco. And let me show you guys the picture of this too, because this isn't like some big, extravagant, full, voluptuous taco. We're talking, it's this tiny little fucking taco that is like no bigger than like a beer can with some gold flakes on it, a little bit of meat, and looks like some like crumbled petals from a flower.
It looks like someone took a handful out of a kid's Halloween basket and like crumpled it up, all the individual candies, crumpled them up and like put it in a taco, and that's what you get to eat.
Yeah. It looks like a potpourri, like, you remember back in the day, like, people had, like, potpourri pots in their house with just, like, random, that's what it looks like.
That is exactly what it looks like.
A handful of potpourri in a taco shell.
Yeah. And I don't even, like, you're spot on. The gold flakes looks like fucking candy, like, Reese's Cups, like, golden wrappers.
Yeah.
Just, like, chucked in there. The Kobe beef looks a little overdone. And then the rest of it just looks like petals from a flower chucked in there or something on the smallest tortilla they could find.
So, like, here's my thing. Like, going back, if I had $1 billion and even if I wanted to buy this, like, I don't want the truffle on there and I don't want the caviar. Like, that sounds disgusting to me. So, like,
or
am I going to go up there and be like...
pre-ingested stuff?
Yeah, right. That's okay. No.
And why why would you eat gold? That part I don't get. Why eat gold, man? I can't fathom that.
You poop it out, so then you have shiny poop.
Yeah.
And then what?
Or...
you flush it?
Depending on how this is cooked, you might have shiny diarrhea.
Like, My cheap ass would literally take the gold flakes off and be like, yeah, I'm going to save this for later and go sell it and then eat the rest of this ridiculously expensive taco.
Thought you meant you were going to pick the gold flakes out of your poop.
Oh, dude, I would do that too. I would totally do that too. Hell yeah. You know, that's a lot of gold right there, man. I mean, I'm a cheap ass. You guys should know this by now, right? So...
what if you had a YouTube channel that was pulling in $500,000 a month? Would you film a video of you eating this taco? It's not your money. It's the YouTube channel's money.
If I knew that eating this taco on video would pull in $500,000, then yeah, of course. That's a complete net positive at that point. Sure. I'll go pull... if someone could promise me they'll pay me $500,000 to go eat this $25,000 taco right now, I will literally go pull money out of my bank account right now, call in sick tomorrow, fly to fucking Cabo, buy this thing, eat it on camera, and post it by tomorrow afternoon. Hands down.
Okay.
Would you?
Yeah, I mean, if somebody's going to pay me, if I'm going to get paid to buy a $25,000 taco and eat it, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
What if you don't make money off of it? What if it's literally just they'll pay for the taco, they'll pay for the flight to Cabo?
Yeah, that's it. I'd probably still do it.
But you got to fly home right after you're done eating.
Yeah, fuck it. Why not? If I'm not paying for it, yeah, sure. A little one-day vacation, why not?
Would you try and save the gold, or would you come home and pick the gold out of your shit to try and resell it?
I would definitely eat it, because I'd be like, you know, if somebody's paying for this for me, I'm not going to just be like, I don't want this in my body. I'm going to eat it.
It's safer to cross the border that way, too. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You could probably get home in time. You might get
in trouble with some international laws.
Yeah.
Smuggling that gold cross borders.
You could get home in time to shit out the gold and then...
Oh, yeah, easily.
Yeah. You know, pick it out of the toilet, go sell it on the black market. You know?
Yep.
All right. Do you guys got anything else? On that note?
Nope.
I pretty much topped it.
Yep, that topped it off. All right, thanks for joining us on another episode of The Bit Garage. No, this is still Tech Brews Games.
Yeah, this is still Tech Brews Games. That. Yeah.
Be sure to check us out on YouTube, though, where we are called The Bit Garage, where we post shorts on Monday and Wednesday and videos on Fridays. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.
Cheers.
Later.